question in the Rosh and the Tosfos, right? With the case, huh?
And there was Tosfos also.
Yeah, Tosfos, right. Same question, same answer. That's why I said do the Rosh. It's a little simpler over there. So what was the case in the Gemara? You saw the case in the Gemara? On Lama Tess, yeah. So it says, it's going back to this, to the question of the cooked vegetables. Cooked vegetable question, right? Yeah, so the Gemara wanted to try to, Gemara said maybe you could say it's machlokes tanoim, based on this event. Somebody want, did you guys, where's Max?
He's over here.
What's that?
He's here.
Okay, somebody want to read this? Did you prepare it a little bit, or it's,
You looked through it?
You looked through it? It's an interesting story.
I'll give it a try.
Especially the ending.
We just kind of went in and got what we needed. We didn't really focus on it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, it starts with the Tahanu Trei Talmidi.
Right.
All right, Tahanu Trei Talmidi, Dehagu Yasvi Kameh Debar Katara. Heviu Lepanav Kruv, Vidur Maskin, U Fragios.
So what are these things?
Fragios.
Baby chicks. So they brought before them... So two Talmidim are sitting in front of Bar Kapara, and they brought before him what, cabbage, right? And what's Dur Maskin?
Plums, I think. From a specific region, I think it's suggested.
What's that? What'd you say?
I think the Jasper said it was plums from a specific region.
Yeah. Some cooked fruit or vegetable, right? Here he says it's prunes. Yeah, okay, I'm not really, Go ahead.
Pargios is, Rashi says, is basar of shikorin pardia. Whatever.
Pardia. Nah, not just chicken. That'd be like...
Yeah, really something.
Pheasant or something.
Yeah.
It tastes like chicken.
That's the gold standard. Okay, good.
Okay. So Nasan Bar Kapara Rishus Lechon Mehen Lavarech.
Some type of bird.
I think it's a baby chicken.
Baby chicken, okay.
Alright, so Bar Kapara gave...
I don't think it's a baby chicken, but go ahead.
Bar Kapara gave permission to one of them to be Mavarech.
It's a delicacy, right? It's a delicacy. Yeah. They had that in New York City a few years ago. They had this very fancy dinner party. And they have these birds, they're like very small birds, and they eat them whole.
What does that mean, whole?
I don't know how whole, but I mean they don't pull off a pulky, put it that way. They're very small and delicate, and the animal rights activists are not happy. Okay.
I can imagine.
Not alive!
Not even
a chayit. Well, it's not even a chayit whole thing. It's about the shakti, I think. Anyway,
all right. So he gave him permission to be mivarech. Kabbas ubirach al ha pargios. You're right. So he jumped.
Jumped. It's funny. Yeah. He jumped. So he gave him first. It says he gave him permission.
Right.
He gave him permission.
But he was waiting. He was eager.
And he jumped. And he said, okay. And he jumped to do what? To make a bracha first on the chicken, on the meat.
Ligleg alav chavero, kas bar kapara.
So his friend mocked him.
Right.
He was also waiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And bar kapara got angry. Amar lo al hamavarach ani kois, ella al hamalagleg ani kois. Im chaverecha dome kmi shelo tam tam basar meolam ata alma liglagta. I love.
So he said, I'm not angry at the Mavarech. Apparently, it does seem like he did something wrong. Right? But he says, I'm not angry. Right. I'm not angry at the Mavarech. I'm angry at the one who's making fun of him. Why?
Right. Because אם חברך דומה כמי שלא טעם בשר מעולם, אתה על מה לגלוגת עליו?
So is Rashi?
Rashi says...
לא טעם טעם בשר?
Yeah, ונעשה הבשר חביב עליו.
Right. Right. It's interesting. All right.
Okay. So then it says Chazav Amar Lo Al Hamalag Legani Kois Ela Al Hamavarech Ani Kois.
How could that be, right?
Yeah, we weren't exactly sure what happened.
Then he said, "I'm not angry at the Malagleg." What did he say? He said,
"Yeah, right."
Chazav Amar Lo Al Hamalag Legani Kois. The opposite of what he said before.
Right.
I'm angry at the Mavarech.
Like a different interpretation of the story, or
no. Same thing. He said both things.
He used to say he's like
he had a twofold anger.
One second. So why is he? Why is he angry at the Malagla, at the Mavarich? He just gave a reason for the Mavarich.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, there's
in Chochma Ein Kan. Zikna Ein Kan.
Okay, Rashi says Zikna Ein Kan. Hello, Zakinani.
It's a bit me off.
Right. V'haylo lishaleni al eze mehen yivarech liftor es hashar aminin. U'dvarim halalu einan ba'in lulafes as a pas. Ela shalom machmas asuda hein ba'in. V'amrin lakaman de tu'unin bracha lifnehem ve'ein hapas poltrasan.
Okay, so you need to make a bracha, so you have to ask what bracha to make. Rashi is explaining why they're making brachas at all. But, so he says, and I'm angry at the Mevorech too. I'm not angry, actually, I'm only angry at the Mevorech.
Yeah.
Why? Even if you don't think I'm a Chacham, I'm a Zokin. Those you should have asked. You shouldn't have been a Kofa to Birech.
But he did ask.
Should have asked.
Impulsive blesser.
No, he gave him Rashus, but he didn't ask which one to make the bracha on.
Oh, I see.
He said, you can make... Okay! You know, like you said, the guy was waiting. And he jumped. He didn't say, which one should I make bracha on.
What's the reason he was angry to friend me?
Yeah, one second. Yeah, so what do you say, Levi? You have an interpretation? He's saying two opposite things. First he says, so what happened? He gave Rishus to one of them to make the bracha. And it's not clear if he means he gave this one Rishus. Right? Or if he just gave Rishus, and then one of them jumped and took the spot.
Echemehem, doesn't that sound specific?
I know. It could. You're right. It's not clear. I mean... True. Okay.
Doesn't make a difference.
I mean, it's more of a chutzpah, more of an azus. Yeah.
But I mean, you could say, okay, one of you can make.
Right. That's right. I mean, it's a little bit slightly ambiguous. But okay. But anyway, so one of them made the bracha on the basar, and the other one mocked him. And then he said, I'm not angry. And he got angry. Right? And he got angry. But then he said, I'm not angry at the one who made the bracha. I'm angry at the one who made fun of it. Why? Because if, to him, Basar is so chaviv, why should you make fun of him? Right? And then he said to the other one, I'm not angry at the one who made fun. I'm angry at the one who made the bracha. You should have asked. Yeah, Levi. We won't get angry at you, I promise.
What does it mean you should have asked? Like,
should have asked what bracha to make.
To who?
To Bakavar.
What exactly was the
why?
Because apparently it matters which bracha you make first.
What exactly was the guy making fun of exactly?
That he made the wrong bracha.
Oh, okay, so he was making fun of... So
it did appear like he made the wrong bracha.
Did he know he was making fun?
But, so he made fun of him. So
what
he's saying...
What does he mean,
the gadol should be mevarech. guess the gadol should be involved.
For you, so just
for everybody, for the group.
It sounds like he should just be saying that he's angry at both of them for different reasons. Why keep saying I'm
like
not angry at that guy?
Still angry at the guy
after he said that he was angry at that
closer,
guy?
Right.
Right.
Close of almost, yeah.
Would he still be angry at the guy if he said the right bracha, or he would still have to give the permission to the over to the chacham?
Seems to be angry anyway.
Anyway, okay, fine.
Well, why would it, how could you give? He said for them to make it. I don't understand how you could.
But they should have asked which bracha to make.
That's what he's upset about.
That's what he says. He says, well, it's a good question.
Zaken, like, that's what
it's a good question.
How could the zaken know what you
in
like?
In chachma inkan, zikna inkan. And then says, Tana v'shneim lo hotziu shanasan. Both of them didn't make it out of the year. They both died in the year.
Wow. The assassins were in place.
They're the chicken.
Interesting, huh?
He's saying you should have been burned, avian.
Apparently they both were Suri.
Don't get Rabbi angry at you.
Don't make fun of your friends. And
without asking.
And ask yourself. Yeah, it's interesting. What does he mean here? Alright, let's go on. So what's the what does it what does that have to do with us? So the Gemara says that what? Gemara says, "My love, b'hakamifugi." Funny Gemara, like it's a real machlok over here. That what? My love, b'hakamifugi.
And who was it referring to? Who was arguing?
Yeah, within the two over there. The mevarich sovar shlokos upragios shehakol niabidvaro. He held they were both shahakal. It's funny how the Gemara interprets the whole story. Like, seems like completely out of the normal way of viewing the events. That he had a svara. He had a svara that he held shlokos and pragios are shahakal. Right? Hilka chaviv adif. So that's why chaviv is adif. Right? Now, okay. Just because you love the basar is not enough of a reason to make a shahakal before a boy priyadama. Correct?
What do you mean?
If he holds they're both shahakal.
What?
He holds that they're both shahakal?
That's what he held. The so Mavarich no, held they're both shahakal.
Then there's no hadama to worry about, was there? Or is there
no? No.
That's the point.
Right, so no, that's why he was able to choose the busser first.
But had he asked?
Well, I don't know. Hold on. No.
Because he holds a shahakal, he can be both there both.
Right. Umelagleg sovar shloko is boy priadomo. Pragio shakal nibidvaro. Hilkach pira odif. Right, so you see the Gemara is saying that it's a dover pasha that if you have a shakal and a pri, shakal and a priadomo, you must make the priyadama first. And even though Bar Kapar said that he did it because it was chaviv to him, that's only the Gemara saying because he held shlokos as shahakal. So you see what?
That's what
might be Shabbos.
You see what? But what do you see halachically here?
It has to be Shabbos, otherwise.
You see that chaviv can't take precedence over chaviv can't be makdim a shahakal to a boy priyadama. Right. Chaviv can't be makdim a shahakal to a boy priyadama. Right? Rashi says, "Umalaglik sovar shelokos bori priadoma, shehi brocha chashuva laatzma, ledvarim chashuvim." Funny expression. It's chashuv to itself for things that are chashuv. V'hoyelo lahakdimo, and therefore you don't have a right to say, "I like the chicken better. I like the basar better."
It's
chashuv
to
itself. I don't know. Chashuv la'atzma. It's chashuv la'atzma. And it's chashuva la'atzmo lidvarim chashuvim. That's a funny expression. But that's Tosis Kash over here. That you see that what? You see that the Gemara is saying clearly that even though you have chaviv, you have to be makdim the bari pri adama to the shakal. Right? It doesn't say exactly why, it just says doesn't say why exactly, right? But Rashi says, because it's chashuv, right? It's chashuv. And what did the Rush say?
Similar,
yes.
Chashuv is similar.
Well,
in the Maskami,
he changed.
Let's see. So, what is the Rush's kasha?
Right, so it says Tema. Oh, I'm going to try to find it. Tema. Demistama bore priha dama chashiv mi bore priha. Sorry. Tema. Demistama bore priha 8 chashiv mi bore priha dama. Mishum de mavorerest fe. De bore priha adama kolal kol hagadal ba adama. While bore priha 8 mavarak davka al masha gidal ba ilan. His question is,
how can Rashi say that when the Gemara says Mavarach is in the Kibbutza, so you can be Mavarach on the Bori Pri Adama first, right? That's Rashi clearly says that. Because that's right. Kasha, why don't you say Yotze?
Right.
But you're not going to be Yotze with the Bori Pri Adama. So he says, how can you say that you do the bari pri'adama, that you can do the bari pri'adama first? We say over there that they have to do the one that's more chasher first, right?
Right.
Yeah. Where is this question start over here? V'tema, right? The mistama bari pri'ah chashuv mi bari pri'adama mishum de mivureres tfe. What does that mean?
More choices.
It's clearer. It's more. He says more specific.
Kolel kol agidol ba dama. Of a boy creates nevare daf dama shegodol be ilon. Yes. So what does it mean? It's nivu rarest vei.
It's more specific.
More specific. It's more specific. Because why? What? Because boy pri adama is going to cover everything that grows from the ground. even the pre-eights. And Bari Priya 8 is going to be only on that which grows from the tree, so it's a bigger, it's like a circle within a circle, right? So what? And you see from the Gemara and Lamed Tes, that since the Gemara says you should be makdim the bari pri adama, right? The birkas bari pri adama chashiva and birkas shakol, the fishu mevorer yoser, and you see that's what the Gemara said earlier. In that case, that if you have a bari pri adama shakol, you have to say the bari pri adama first, because it's mevorer tve or yoser. Right?
What's the problem?
So how can you say Bari Pri Adama before Bari Pri Eitz? You should have to say Bari Pri Eitz first. Just like when you have a shakal and a Bari Pri Adama, the Gemara says you have to say Bari Pri Adama first. So how can Rashi say that when there's no when there are different minim, right, you can make the Bari Pri Adama first? It's true, you don't have the idea that we were discussing on Thursday of Kedima in terms of which is more chashuv in terms of the food, but in terms of the bracha you have an idea of chashivas. Now there's two ideas of order, and that's what we were talking about on Thursday. There's the idea of the order in terms of which of the foods should be the one that the bracha is chal on. And that's when you have the foods existing in a relative way. So you have to choose one for the whole group. Then you have to make a decision about which ochel is more chashuv. But here, each one is going to get its own bracha. So neither are shayach to each other, like the Rosh says. Right? Neither is shayach to the other. But there's a different question. The Gemara says, even though the foods themselves are not going to be in any particular order, there's no order that's shayach to the foods that one should serve for the other, there is an idea of how you are a mishabeach. That you should be a mishabeach in a certain way. You should be mishabeach first on the best bracha first. The one that's more choshev as a bracha should come first.
I don't understand them. Why would it say bracha zeh v'chuzer m'bracha zeh?
That's the kasha. That's the question. That's the question. So how can you say that? How come the Gemara says on Lamites that you have to make the bar priyadama for the shakol, and over here it's saying you can make either one first, the bar priyadama or the bar priyadama? Even though by the same logic it would seem you should be forced to make the bar priyadama first. Not because of the idea of the Kadima that they're arguing on in the Mishnah, but a different idea. What's a more chashuv shema? Right? Yeah, so what's his answer?
Yesh lomar, delo chashiv kol kach birkas pri ha'etz k'neged birkas pri ha'adama k'mo shachashuva birkas pri ha'adama al shahakol. Yeah. L'fish ha'kol ena mevorer as klal l'fish ha'kolel as kol davar.
Okay. So he says that what? That
the relative chashivus.
That's right. The relative chashivus of the
Priya
Eight
to the Priya Dhamma.
With regard to the Priya Dhamma is not that much.
Right.
Compared not that much compared to the distance between Bori Priya Dhamma and Shahakal.
Yeah.
Why? Because shahakol is not mivureres klal. Because it includes everything. It's not mivureres klal. Right? Similar to what we were saying a while ago. That it's not naming anything. You can't say that. Yeah, but what's the idea over here? And you saw, I see everyone was copying the Torah. So you saw the Bahag holds the other way. Right? The Bahag
holds like the problem.
The Bahag holds like a Tavniyah. That's Tosis mentions the Bahag. I mean, all the Rishonim mentions the Bahag. The Bahag holds the halacha that you make the Bar Priyates first. You have to make the Bar Priyates first. Tosis seems to hold the Bahag is only learning that way according to one side in the Gemara, but not according to our Gemara. Because of the statement seems to contradict. The Gemara itself seems to contradict that. But the Torah didn't seem to think that had to do with whether you hold like this shita in the Gemara or the next shita in the Gemara. What does it mean? Is not so. What's the idea? How much does it have to be? I mean,
right. It's difficult because it's like because it'd be nice if you just had two different ideas of chashivus, you know, and. You know, and you would equate, you know, right. Priyadama, you know.
I mean, he is raised. Saying that it is more chashuv.
Right.
He's not saying it's not more chashuv.
Right. It's just that it's like he's retaining this idea of chashivus and then just saying that there's like a cutoff point, you know.
Right.
A threshold of chashivus.
Right. I mean, the word kol kach is a word that's found often in the Rishonim. Tosus. It is a phrase that's found often, and it's
always disturbing.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like.
So what can you is kol kach? Yeah. What's the definition of a kol kach?
Right. It doesn't sound categorical. It sounds quantitative.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, anyway, forget about the Russian. So what's the idea?
Yeah, what's the category?
We were thinking based on an idea that we'd said, I don't know if this is what Russia's saying, that it seems a little funny to say that a Bor Priyadam is less Russia than a Bor Priyates because, in other words, the fact that you could be Yotze on like a Priya 8, did you have it with a Dhamma, is because like we were saying, that the Bracha can operate in two different ways. One way is where you're referencing a shame, and one is it's just using it in a way that, because everything grows from the ground, so it's an appropriate, it can be applied to this entity in an appropriate way. But when you do have a Priya Dhamma in front of you, you make a Bar Priya Dhamma, that's not any less specific than the Bar Priya Eitz, because right now you're formally referencing the shame of this thing as a Priya Dhamma.
But it is
specific.
Yeah, it is.
That's true that in a Bidyavid situation, you can extend the Bracha,
really?
But there it's operating in a different framework. It's not like every time you make a Priya Dhamma, it's cold. Everything. in certain situations, the bracha can be, you can say that it has like a different nature. But
what if you're eating fish and a fruit? So this is the most specific bracha you can make on the fish.
Yeah, that's, we had that question also, but then we were thinking that the, like, just take Bray Priya Ace and Bray Priya Dhamma. Like, it's true that that's the most, that, you know, given the halacha, that's the most specific that you're going to get on the Bray Priya Ace, but in terms of the Matveh of the bracha itself, you know, it's Priya Ace refers to a specific type of growth, whereas Priya Dhamma refers to all types of growth. Right? So, in terms of the statement Priya Dhamma, it's, right. It's not.
Right, it's not a question specific of what bracha you should make on a fruit.
Right.
Rush, I mean, everybody agrees you make a Bray Priya Ace on the fruit.
Rush also points out that he says, the Rush says, the Bray Priya Dhamma, kol hagal be
adama.
About Bray Priya Ace.
It
seems to say that the Bray Priya Dhamma includes the category of Yivam.
Like,
not like Levi's saying. Right, Levi's saying it's basically more consistent. It seems like the Rush is holding that Bray Priya Ace is in the category of Bray Priya Dhamma. It's a more specific category of Priya Dhamma. Because he says, Priya Dhamma called kol, you know, mashagal be adama. What's kol? Kol must include more than one thing, more than one, you know.
Well, does it mean they destroy him? Does it mean they destroy him?
Right. I don't think he means that.
You mean he means AIDS?
Yeah, exactly.
I think he means AIDS.
Exactly.
Right. So what's the
meaning? I mean, if we made Raymond AIDS to shine, then perhaps, you know, that you could say that's. And would you say that that's as specific as Bray Priya Ace then? Seems like it, right?
Like sort of grasses and stuff. But the machlokas, if everything has its own bracha, even within the Bray Priya Dhamma. Bray Priya exceeds the Bray Priya is right.
So
we know that way.
Would still be
Priya Dhamma, right? So then, you know, is Priya Dhamma is really more inclusive than just actual fruits. Certain things that are seeds, certain things that are grasses. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's we don't hold that way. That's Rabbi Huda Shita. They make every type of growth has its own shame. But then you're right. Then it wouldn't be kolel. Then it wouldn't be kolel. Right. That's the first Rashi, right? That was the first Rashi. That Priya Dhamma is really kolel too much. That's why Rabbi Huda didn't like it. Right? He says, well, it's not the first Rashi. The second Rashi. Mine deshoyim, lefishi yesh bechlal Priya Dhamma deshoyim uzroyim. Kinyon kidnios. Rabbi Huda boy heker broch lechol nevimim. So he didn't like Priya Dhamma, because there's more. There's the Shayim, there's Rayim. So you need to be more specific. But you're right. We hold Priya Dhamma is kolel everything. So what's the idea? I'm sorry, did I cut you off? Go ahead.
We had one approach that it seems like according to the Havmina, then everyone says you make the greatest shevach first, right? But the Havmina is saying that we go by the tziruf. What makes the shevach greater is the tziruf between the shevach and the entity.
And
right?
By the way, let me just head off one thing.
Okay.
That the Rush is the one who holds, right, that you do whatever you want, really.
Right. Okay.
Isn't he?
Well,
yeah. He holds like Rush. You mean he holds like
when you have
Rashi.
When you have different bravos.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not with shahakol though.
Not with shahakol.
Right. What is that?
Oh, what am I heading off?
Yeah.
I'm heading off saying that the Chavav is going to trump...
I don't know, we weren't even thinking
about
Chavav.
We weren't even there, good.
Yeah.
Right. Trump.
I planted that in some... I mentioned it last week, and I took off certain things. Trump, you don't play bridge. Yeah, go ahead.
Right, so the Havmina is saying that the chashivus that we were concerned with is the tziruf between the shevach and the entity, right? So in terms of that, then, and that's why Bray Priya Dhamma is greater than shahakol, right? So,
Bray Priya Dhamma is greater than shahakol, but why?
Because it has a greater connection to the entity that you're being mavarach on.
Okay.
Because you're not just making a general statement, you're making...
Right.
And so if that's true, then Bray Priya Eitz is even more specific than Bray Priya Dhamma, right?
Okay.
Whereas the Maskana is saying that the I don't know exactly how to refer to the Matbea itself is a greater shevach in that it actually makes reference to a system of the Priya, right? And in that sense, then Bray Priya Eitz and Bray Priya Dhamma aren't really that different, you know? So that's why Bray Priya Dhamma is greater than shahakol.
Because it's qualitatively.
It's qualitatively.
I just couldn't follow it.
All right, sorry.
I think I know what you're saying.
You got it?
Yeah.
Right? Simple?
It's not complicated.
Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah, please. Alright, so let's just deal with that case of why is Brei Priya Dhamma greater than Shahakal?
Okay, right. Objectively. In the answer.
Right, because both sides agree to that.
Both sides agree it's greater. Right.
So, according to the Havamina, it's greater because Brei Priya Dhamma, that Shevach, is more Mitzuref to the entity that you're being Mashpeach
on. Okay, good.
Okay. And now, if that's true, then Brei Priya 8 is even more specific than Brei Priya Dhamma, right?
Okay.
But according to the Maskana, the reason why Brei Priya Dhamma is better than Shahakal is because qualitatively it's a different kind of shevach. It's a shevach that's mevurer. It makes reference to a specific system of in the Bria, where Shahakal is just a general statement about the fact that this comes from, this was created. And in that sense, then Brei Priya 8 is not in a different category than
what I don't understand is, I hear exactly what you're saying, and it's a good chiluk, but what I don't understand is why, according to the first way of looking at it,
right,
it would necessarily follow that if you have to make a Priya Dhamma before Shahakal, you have to make a Brei Priya 8 before a Priya Dhamma.
Because we're saying that you want to go with the same principle. You want to go with the greater Shevach, right? Now, the greater Shevach, according to the Havamina, is the one which is more...
related to the
universe. Right, right. Okay. And that Shevach, Brei Priya 8, is more related
to... And according to the Maskana, there is still a difference between the Brei Priya Dhamma and the Brei Priya 8, in the same sense as there is between the Shahakal and the Brei Priya Dhamma. So why doesn't that demand that you go to the Brei Priya 8 first?
One is qualitative.
It's different. Why
it's different because Shahakal doesn't, like we were saying before, Shahakal doesn't even identify any specific, system. So in that sense, Brei Priya 8 and Brei Priya Dhamma are in the same.
I mean, if you're going to say that the difference between Shahakal and the Brei Priya Dhamma is that one, is that the Brei Priya Dhamma identifies the object. The bracha itself is identifying the object that you're mevarich on.
Right.
Right. Where Shahakal is not. Right. So then you have to go for the more specific bracha, the one that more clearly identifies what you're eating.
The Havamina,
right? Am I right so far?
Yeah.
So then you have to say that the Brei Priya 8 should come before Brei Priya Dhamma.
Right.
Because it is also narrowing the identification of the object that you eat.
Right.
It's
all
quantitative, right?
It's quantitative.
Just circles.
Exactly. It's how many objects that includes, basically. Shahakal includes a certain amount.
But it's because you want to have a greater tsiruf between what you're saying and the object you're about to eat.
Yeah, the smaller the circle, the better, basically.
That might be a way to look at it.
But that's not the cause. The cause is not because the circle is smaller. The cause is...
Your statement now relates more directly to this.
Because
this
the circle thing. Is smaller,
yeah, right. Okay,
the bracha will be an identification of the object to a greater degree than... in other words, when I have a carrot and I say Brei Priya Dhamma, it's sort of like a shotgun. Right? Use a timely example. Right? Scatters. It's a scatter shot. Right? It hits a lot of a very wide range, but Brei Priya 8, Brei Priya 8, yeah, and Shahakal is like carpet bombing, right? I mean Shahakal, right? Brei Priya 8 is like a right. So the
that's the nature of the process. That's
the Iraq, first okay, Iraq, they say, we need a smart bomb, not a carpet bomb over here. But, so in other words, right now is the bracha is hitting the target more directly. Right? Then, if the idea from going from Shahakal to a Brei Priya Dhamma is that it's identifying the object better, then that means that you must take the object, you must use the relationship of bracha to object that is most precise.
Right.
right? So 1 second. So then I have to go to the bar creates first. But if you say, you have a question on that side?
No, I just want to see how that follows. Why you choose one over the other?
Oh, that's a good question. He's not really answering that. He's not saying why that's better.
Right.
He's not really saying why that's better, which is something we'll ask him in a minute. But if you say that what? That the reason why it's better to go to Bar Priyat Dhamma over a Shehakol is because it's a different type of a Shevach. One is a Shevach that's just a general type of a Shevach, and the other is a specific type of a Shevach. So that's a real qualitative difference between a general and a specific in terms of the type of Shevach. But one specific over another, you don't say, it's not a qualitative difference. I mean, in general, kol kach, in general, that's what I think kol kach means, that that it's not a qualitative difference. And it's just a kol kach, and that's not enough. It's not enough. The difference between this and that is qualitative, whereas the difference between this and that is just kol kach. You know what I'm saying? It's a kol kach means a non-definitive relationship. It's not definitively different as it is over there. But anyway,
what? Can I just ask you, just out of curiosity, why you're avoiding? Like you keep saying, like this difference is qualitative, and then you keep saying kol kach. Like why don't you just say that it's kol kach is quantitative?
That's what I'm saying. That's
okay,
what I'm
I
just saying.
I thought you were avoiding the term.
No. Yeah.
First hand that the it's best to identify the object.
Okay, the first svara, the Havmina. That it's best, it's a better bracha if the bracha is more specifically relating to the object.
In his Maskana, don't we still hold that by Bar Priyat Dhamma and Ha'id?
No, we're saying that the Shevach is a greater Shevach. It's a greater type. Do you mean to say to make a Bar Priyat Dhamma on a fruit?
Yeah, or no. Once you say that there's a qualitative difference now between shahakal and
right.
Priyais and Adam,
but not in terms of a relationship between the bracha and the food, in terms of the type of shevach you're giving. It's a different type of shevach to say everything is your, everything is from Hashem,
yeah.
And to enumerate specific instances of the bria.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But there's no real difference between one specific over another specific. There's no analogy from Eino Mivureres Klau to Mivureres. There's no analogy between those two and from one Mivura to another Mivura. Not analogous things.
So then between Ha'etz and Hadama there'd be no difference?
That's just a Kol Kach difference.
Okay.
Not as much of a difference, just a quantitative. It is true it's a little more specific, but you can't prove anything from the Gemara.
But it is somewhat better.
It is
right?
Somewhat better.
So then why wouldn't we make specific bracha on every food?
Oh, that's something we talked about originally a long time ago, that you lose something when you do that. Because you're not explaining the full, you're losing something from the Shevach of the system of food. Now it's better to say your Bore Priyot, which is an eternal system of fruits,
and
say this apple, or even this fruit, this apple tree, right? But that's the balance between the being specific and revealing more of the praise and giving more of a praise on the causes. The deeper causes are a bigger praise. You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, okay, that's good. It's good. That's very good. Yeah, no, Nissan?
Take a different idea?
Yeah.
Kind of.
But so what would be the idea, though, of being more specific in the... it's interesting. More specific in the bracha? The relationship? The relationship? It's interesting.
Why that would be first?
Yeah, why that's a better thing. That's
how
it works. I mean, that it's better to have a bracha that more closely relates to the object. And the maskan is, no, that's not the idea. The idea is... As a mishabeach, it's better to give a specific shevach over a general shevach. You can't prove though slightly more specific over another.
And that seems like a general idea in shevach, that of having your statement relate to the entity that you're using as a vehicle of praise. Like I'm just switching one analogy for the other.
I mean, it's a more complete shevach.
Right. It shows a great recognition of the.
I don't know if it's really great.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good question. That's a good question. I mean, I think it's a more complete Sheva.
What do you mean more complete?
I don't understand. You're in a situation where there are more specific brachos.
Right, no, it doesn't mean
that every
choice.
Time you're Mishabeach, you should go look for the most specific Mishabeach Shevach that you can find.
Well, that was the Havmina. You don't have to go and look for them, but if they're going to be together, if they're both in front of you at once, you should order them properly. Yeah, what do I mean by the more complete Shevach? I mean to say that.
Because I think I can explain in terms of recognition. I know you said you don't like
that. I don't
that.
Like that. But go
can
ahead.
I explain what I mean? Maybe
yeah.
Like I'm just thinking of a different analogy. Like let's say you're an author and you have many books, and I
right.
want to praise you based on this one book, right?
Right?
And I pick up this book and I say, you write great books, you know. But it seems like that statement reflects a lack of recognition of the greatness. Because if I really recognize the greatness, I would, and I'm using this entity to praise the author. I would specify. Yeah, I'd specify those qualities that I'm using to praise him. You know, so meaning the fact that I have to make recourse to a more general thing, you know, shows a lack in a recognition of the.
Einsteinitic figures.
But what if the author had a series of books and a specific book?
Mm-hmm. A series of books and
or
a specific. Book.
A big series and I love your series.
Uh-huh.
Or I love. The smaller series within that series. I mean, is that a better show?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right, because that's the real analogy.
No, because we're not talking from Shahakal to Bori Priya Dhamma. He's giving me an example like a Shahakal to Bori Priya Dhamma. But I'm saying, no, we're in specific.
Right.
We're smaller specifics.
You're saying, why is that a greater...
Yeah, I mean, I understand you say you're a great writer as opposed to saying, I love this book. Right? But here we're talking about specifics. We're talking about specifics.
But still, I don't understand why can't you just extend the same point a little bit further. The more specific you are...
Well, why? I don't see that. I don't see that.
But in terms of...
Saying you're a great writer, I see is just is unrelated to anything specific at all. But to say, I love your series, X, as opposed to I love the series within the series, X prime, I don't see why that would be a different... I don't see why that would be different.
Yeah.
That's like saying I love this chapter is a better thing than saying I love this book.
Yeah, but isn't that better? Because then you're focusing more specifically on that thing which caused you to give Shabbat in the first place.
Yeah, but he's right. And that's like we're saying. You get the more specific you get, though, you do get less Shabbat. And it just becomes... Yeah, all your work is basically garbage. Tear out one page of this book, and then...
I really like this page in the book. It's such a good page.
Good sentence.
You basically say, I'm going to read the book.
It's okay.
But one second.
It's not as good as this
guy's
page.
Out of control.
Mm-hmm. Just on the work game. Minimize share.
I don't know. There's a certain idea I have. I don't know if I can express. And I don't know if that means that it's necessarily a bad idea. But there's a certain concept. I'm trying to think of where else I... Sounds familiar. I can't think of it right now. That the entity and the bracha are like merged. The entity and the bracha are all part of the Sheva. Like you're supposed to hold it in your hand.
Yeah, I was thinking of that also.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like the Shevach and the entity are one, are together. And the more the Shevach and the entity are related, the more complete the total Shevach is. I can't explain it any better than that, though.
It's not like Hedda, though.
Huh? Yeah, I was thinking of Halal.
How is Halal?
You're being Shevach with the entities, right?
Oh, with the, you mean by sukkah, you mean?
Right.
There's some idea of the visual and the audio. I can't really. It's like the whole gavra is involved in the shevach, but the more the pieces relate, the greater the symphony is. The greater the production is. It's a more complete production if the parts fit more specifically. You know what I'm saying? But in turn, or do you say no? You just go by the, it's just the shevach itself. This is just the cause, but you don't really merge it in terms of the total shevach in the end.
Why don't you take a bite of it first?
The crunch doesn't count.
If you get the taste of it, you can even more mishavah.
Well, that's a good question. That's a very good question. I mean, that's midaraisa. You're right. Midaraisa, the brachas after the.
Do you really want to give praise? Or do you just
Midaraisa the bracha is after you. That's what the Sefer Chinuch. We never got to that Sefer Chinuch. He says Midaraisa the bracha is after the Hanah. So the only bracha, the bracha Midaraisa that comes before the before, is Birkas HaTorah. Did we talk about this a little?
Yeah, we did a little bit.
That's the Sefer Chinuch. There are two brachas Midaraisa according to some, right? There's benching, there's Birkas HaMazon, and then there's Birkas HaTorah. Right, Birkas HaTorah is Machlokes, but he says if you hold it both the raisa, then it comes out there's one bracha midaraisa after the event, which is achila, and there's one bracha midaraisa before, that's Torah.
And you said an idea there.
He said an idea. So what did he say? You remember?
I thought you were explaining his idea of Birkas HaTorah. I don't know, maybe he said it. That.
Yeah.
Because it's like an intellectual activity that you're engaging
right.
in. So like the mind is already like mitzuruf to it. So
that's right. He says you really, you know, it says there's a difference because the bracha on the mazon is the guf is nana. And the goof is not nana. You can't make the bracha on the hanor of the goof until the goof is nana. The goof doesn't anticipate the hanor. The mind anticipates the hanor. But it's not an enjoyment of the mind, it's an enjoyment of the goof. So there's nothing to be mavarich on. You can't be mavarich until after. But on the Torah, he says, the mind perceives the goodness of Torah right away. And therefore, that entity is already engaged. It's already engaged in the Torah, in a certain degree. And therefore, it can be mivarech. It's almost like it really is always after, right? But the mind already starts. So then the question was, though, so how can the Rabbanan make a bracha before? That was the question. It's a beautiful idea. But then the problem is, so how can the Rabbanan make a bracha before?
Does he ask that question?
No.
Doesn't the Kuzari have a thing about Bracha Rishonim?
Kuzari has a different idea of Bracha Rishonim.
Right.
He says it makes you more of a nana. It enhances the enjoyment of anticipation. Anticipation enhances enjoyment. And recognition. Awareness.
You're saying that one satisfied to say Bracha Rishonim just because he's saying
that's not
that
the... That's explain how they could be misogynist beforehand. I mean,
right.
I find it hard to believe that Chacham just wanted to be misogynist Bracha before because it's more enjoyable.
To enjoy it better.
Right. I mean, that might
not
be
that
like
nice.
Once you have the bracha, it could be a benefit.
Right. I mean, we'll take it up on Friday. Then.
Yeah.
The Kuzari. Want to take a look at the Kuzari?
Sure.
It's in what? In the beginning of the third... I think it's in the beginning of the third... Mimer, whatever they call it. Okay, we'll come back to this. So anyway, that's one idea. But then the other one shall. Yeah, Nissan, you had another idea. Go ahead.
I'm thinking of the program. According to Hachmina, if you took Brei Pri Adam in a vacuum, there were no other bracha. So
right.
There would be no idea of like
right.
Purim.
Right.
Purim is only when you have another bracha that produces something. And clearness or specificity is just a measure of chashivas. When you have two things, which one is more chashiv? And you're just using specificity as a measure of those of which one.
Okay.
Yeah, but according to the Masana, Shivas is really like a. If you look at Brei Pri Adam in a vacuum, the fact that it's specific makes it chashuv. It gives it, it's like a quality of chashuv. So Torah, it's chashuv on its own because it's specific. So now if you have a non-specific bracha and a specific bracha, you're going to have one that's chashuv and one that's not. So obviously you're going to make the chashuv one. And now when you have two brachas that are both specific, and so they're both chashuv, there's no...
All right, here he's saying. He's saying that in Havmin it's only chashuv in a relative sense. It's chashuv only in a relative sense. So then, anything that's more chashuv relative to it will be first. Whereas in the Maskani he's saying there's an idea of chashivas of, in terms of the type of bracha on its own. I hear what you're saying. That's true. I think you're right. I think you're actually right.
Based on what? What's that idea?
The type of Sheva.
Being
there are types of shracha. So what is Rashi? Can we understand now what was Rashi saying when he says Boyer Piyadama? He says Shehi Bracha Chashuva La'atzma Dvarim Chashuva Vailo Lagdima. Now is that what you want to say he means?
Yeah,
Chashuva La'atzma, meaning on its own it's Chashuva.
Right.
I don't understand that's the idea you give for the thing itself, and what's the idea of the relative chashuva stems.
That was the
Havamina. I don't understand how you can have one idea without the other, because what would make this thing relatively chashuva over that one other than specificity?
No, we're saying like this. You can have an idea, let's say you have an idea of greatness. Say something is greatness. Right? So you can say there's a certain, you can say there's a relative greatness. That who's the greatest, any activity you can pick and say, well, just put together people and whoever does it better, that's called great. Right? Or you can have an idea of perfection on its own. Right? And it doesn't matter if the guy ever competes against anybody else. So he's saying, now of course, once you have that, you're going to set up a hierarchy of people. But they don't actually have to, it's not based on the results. It's based on a certain intrinsic idea.
In each case, whether it's the chashuva stems from itself or it stems from a relative idea, it's based off of something.
Yes.
Right? Are those two things different between the Mishnah? What it's being based off of, or is it the same thing?
Well, you're not exactly clarifying what it means is more chashuv. You're just saying in the first side, what makes it better? Just the fact that it finishes last, it includes less things.
What makes it better than Adam?
What makes Adam
better than Adam? I'm just saying that it's, I mean, whatever reason, they're using being specific as the measure.
Right. That's the problem. Yeah. Right. That's right.
I mean,
he's saying there's something. It's a more of a. I mean, it's true. You need to supply that missing element. You need to supply that missing element.
You mean why they're using specific?
That's what we're trying to say, right, maybe man. Because of the way it relates to it.
Right.
But in terms of what you're saying in the Maskan, I think you're right. Yeah. So anyway, so you want to go a little weiter in the Gemara here? I'd like to try to finish this Gemara up.
What was the thing about vacuums?
Don't worry about it. Nature pours a vacuum. Okay. Let's go a little further than Gemara. I think we need to get a little Bakias done. Yeah. Anybody go further than Gemara?
Yeah, we went to the rest of this and we skipped this year. Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Let's start from the Meisrei, right? Meisrei?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you understand the Meisrei? It's a little confusing. Yeah.
Yeah,
I took a little bit. The other day was saying that Bracha on Chaviv was correct. Now it's Boyer
Piyadama versus Shakol. Well, that's definitely true. Definitely it's Shakol versus Shakol.
Is it just Boyer Piyadama on Shakol? It's always when there's a specific.
Any
Shakol
versus any specific Bracha versus Shakol always goes first.
True.
Unless you're going to the show of meaning. What? No, right, because you always have it, right? Unless what?
Really correct.
Well, that's, you want to know the Psak?
Yeah.
I'm not ready for the Psak. That's going to be a machlokas if you have show of meaning or not.
Are we going to do that?
And
I'm saying, would you have Chavivas?
I would do it. People don't like when we do the
machlokas.
No, that's well, that's a machlokas. We have to see. I mean, there's two sheetahs over. Four sheetahs, you
could say. Side question. What's considered hayu lefanav? I always wonder. I always wonder. Sometimes I put something in the toaster, like bread, and then I want to take a drink, though. So that would be considered bedaito, so I'd have to make a. I'd have to wait till my thing is done to make a move.
Nobody wants to go further.
Oh, you mean? I don't mind.